This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The throne of the Holy See is vacant.
So how realistic is the movie Conclave? I'm Fred Bottomer with Report on Religion. With this weekend's funeral and burial of Pope Francis, next up is the official conclave, where eligible cardinals gather behind closed doors to select a new pontiff. Last year's Oscar-nominated Conclave movie portrayed a fictionalized telling of the process to name a new pope.
I feel wretched that my meager tally of votes may have come at your expense.
I had no idea you were so ambitious.
Oh, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
CBS News correspondent Carter Evans asked veteran Vatican watcher Father Tom Reese with the Religion News Service about the movie.
What did you think of it in general?
I really enjoyed the movie. It's a great drama, great music, great costumes, good dialogue. But, you know, as someone who has studied conclaves for a long, long time, you know, I noticed the little things that were wrong.
He says one inaccuracy in particular stood out.
Welcome to our order, Vincent Benitez.
A cardinal who was secretly appointed by the late pope shows up to participate in the conclave.
No, he would never be allowed to have. Cardinals have to be publicly proclaimed, announced by the Pope.
But Father Reese says the debate among cardinals is very real.
I stand for everything that Tedesco does not.
The church is a divine institution, but it's also a human institution. So there is a lot of discussion, a lot of lobbying.
And Father Reese says the actual voting process was quite authentic. Earlier in the week, with all the focus on the Vatican and the upcoming vote to name a new pope, Conclave was the second most watched movie in the world on Amazon Prime. With Report on Religion, Fred Bottomer, CBS News.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.